وأسروه بضاعة. That they hid him, hid Yusuf alayhi salam, as a piece of merchandise. There are some who regard human beings as chattel. They might give flowery words about human rights and the rights of women and freedom and democracy, but the reality is they use those slogans to fool simple people. This is what Amir al-Mu'mineen says. He's talking about those who are God-wary. Amir al-Mu'mineen is talking about those who are muttaqi. And we learn from this how those who are not muttaqi, what are they like? He says about the muttaqi, وَلَا دُنُوُّهُ بِمَكْرٍ وَخَدِيعًا. If the person is pious, when they want to come close to you, when they want to get close to you, this is not done with makr and khadi'a. It's not by plotting and deception and treachery. These tyrants, these tyrannical governments, these same people who wave the banner of human rights and freedom, these people are using it, but with makr and khadi'a, to fool people. They say in Persian, if a wolf says salams to you, right? A wolf, salam, how are you? Salamun alaykum. It's a wolf. They said always the wolf has a little agenda, something they're thinking about. They're not saying it out of ikhlas. So if these people, for instance, now in Syria, the plight of the Syrian people, what's happening? How dangerous, how terrible, Assad, what a tyrant. Immediately, when you hear a wolf talking about that, Israel's concerned. Israel's concerned. The American government, Al-Qaeda, oh, they're concerned about freedom? Democracy? Immediately, the believer, the antenna goes up. The believer's not so simple. There are some people who, just as those people sold Yusuf as chattel, don't have any regard for human life. There are individuals, governments, and associations who are like that. We don't want to be fooled by their emphasis. What then they shine the news on, they focus on, so then that becomes our agenda. No. Be real careful about that. The other thing is that you see the obvious double standards of these people. Remember. Not too long ago when they insulted the Prophet. Remember that film that they made? And then they were so bold, so shameless, they were condemning Muslims for being upset. Remember that? Why should Muslims, why are they rioting and getting upset? And that's bad. They're angry about this? Why are they angry? They were even so foolish, and there were some mu'mineen who were fooled by this. They started making the story be the story of the oppression that happened to the American ambassador. And Muslims were apologizing. Who knows who killed that guy? Who knows who killed that guy? But the point being that when it came to the insults of the Prophet, the most dear human being to me on the face of the earth, dearer to me than my mother and father, you're upset with me that I'm upset? I don't have the right to be upset about this? But then if I mention, for instance, the Holocaust, for instance, if I doubt in, and I'm not doubting, brothers and sisters, I'm not doubting, however many were killed, I'm not doubting. If I dared to research that, let me give you even a tinier example. This example is from Britain. From Britain. By the way, Britain has a lot of democracy, by the way. I love this place. In Britain, there was a guy named Azhar Ahmed. You might remember the story. Azhar Ahmed wrote on his Facebook page some comments about the British soldiers. And I'm not going to repeat his comments, nor do I believe his comments. Nor, you know, that occupation, they're there because they want to save the Afghans and bring them democracy. And, I mean, that's obvious. I mean, who would doubt that 100%? Why do they? Qurbatan ilallah. They're thinking about the first night when they're in the Qabr. They're like, oh Allah, I tried my best to save the Afghans. That's why they're there. not because of the natural resources, not military bases, none of that. Okay? Anyhow, he went over and he was unhappy with what those guys did. So he made a statement. Don't you know he was charged? He recanted. Let me quote you what the judge said. I'm not going to mention her name, by the way. She said his remarks were derogatory, disrespectful, and inflammatory. He wrote that on a Facebook page. People go over and make a movie about the prophet, spend it all around the world. No reaction, no nothing. And I'm not even supposed to get upset. This kid goes over and his page says, you see the double standards? You see why it is that we don't get fooled by these guys and their slogan? Actually, the more they focus on somebody and start claiming, the more we get suspicious of the situation.